The holidays are only a few days away. Are you ready? Find that perfect gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Right now, during Blue Nile's site-wide holiday sale, get deals on their endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Need your piece fast? Order today and get free two-day shipping. Shop now and save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com. The holidays are only a few days away. Are you ready? Find that perfect gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Right now, during Blue Nile's site-wide holiday sale, get deals on their endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Need your piece fast? Order today and get free two-day shipping. Shop now and save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Not a Star Wars weekend coming up, but it was a Star Wars weekend just behind. Producer Jay, tell everyone what I said to you. I don't know, about Wednesday, Thursday of last week. I have a sixth sense. What did I say?
Feels like a Star Wars weekend. Overdue. You called it.
I did. I called it. So every now and then, TNT, and sometimes TBS, but usually TNT, will do a weekend in which it's nothing but Star Wars movies, starting Friday, running all the way through Sunday. And no, I don't sit around all weekend and watch Star Wars. Last weekend was U.S. soccer. Last weekend, I have to tell you this cute story about a former neighbor I went to visit last weekend. Anyway, I wasn't sitting around. In fact, on Friday night, I fell asleep at 8:30. Yep, that's your exciting host. I'm like, Jay and I were going to watch a show after. What were you doing last weekend that I had to wait for you? Oh, watching the Rangers.
Right.
So I thought, you know what? I'll just take a little nap. Jay's going to watch the Rangers. I'm going to take a little nap, and then I'll wake up when it's time. I'll just sleep for maybe an hour. Whoopsie. 3 hours later, I wake up. There's all these text messages. Hey, you ready to watch?
10 minutes? 10 minutes? 20? No?
No.
Right now? Okay.
So,
right?
Are you dead? 8:30, I fell asleep last Friday, and then Saturday wasn't any better. I went running around all over the place on Saturday, and it wasn't much better. I was in bed by 10:30. I got out of the shower and had all kinds of designs on finishing my Christmas decorating. Nope. In bed by 10:30 with my book, falling asleep on my book before 11 o'clock. And so, yeah, last week, Friday, Saturday, was more about sleeping. So I didn't sit around and watch Star Wars. But first thing, I wake up Saturday morning, I turn on the TV for U.S. soccer, and I check the guide. Yep, I just knew it was a Star Wars weekend. We were due. And so I did watch a little Star Wars last weekend. Not a lot, but a little bit. So I know that it should be part of my upcoming holiday because my brother wants to binge watch the new series Andor. So we're going to watch it over the course of Christmas when I'm with the fam for about 6 days or so. Looking forward to that. And unbeknownst to my family, I have found a couple of Star Wars gifts too because we're a big Star Wars family. Though nobody is nerdier about it than my brother and I. We are the kids who used to set up our entire basement to resemble a Star Wars galaxy as best we could. We had all the figurines. We had the Millennium Falcon. We had a couple of X-Wing fighters and a Y-Wing. We had a mini Death Star.
I need some paraphernalia.
Oh, yes. So good. I don't know where it is. I wish I had it. I think it's gone. We probably broke it and damaged it or gave it away what wasn't damaged. But that was our favorite Saturday activity when it was snowing in New Hampshire. So we lived in a log cabin, and our basement was pretty extensive. Whether it be a Saturday snow activity when we were done playing or just we didn't have anything to do. We didn't have phones when I was a kid, so we actually had to amuse ourselves. Mom said, get out of here, go do something. And so
put that thing away, you're going to get us all killed.
It was the Star Wars weekend, for sure. And I'll need another one soon when I can actually sit around and watch. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. So find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Always good to connect with you. Some of you sending me your Christmas sweater suggestions that have to do with the peanuts. Like Joanna says, Christmas sweater, Snoopy. I love it. I definitely do think Amazon is the way to go. So I'll try not to search during the show. I won't search during the show. Jay did that, though. He was searching on Amazon for Christmas sweaters with the peanuts.
Found some good ones, I'd say.
But you said they're not ugly. So is it okay to have a cool Christmas sweater or no?
This one's kind of ugly, but it's more of like a Christmas cardigan. So
no Christmas cardigans.
No Christmas cardigans?
No, I prefer a sweater.
Oh, wait till you see it.
It needs to have
nice
balls and lights on it. You know how sometimes the best Christmas sweaters are the ones that light up?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's an opinion.
Wait, it is my opinion. Wait until you see what great headgear I have for you in our Christmas video.
What?
Uh-huh. Antlers with Christmas light bulbs on them.
Oh, for who are those?
Fantastic. Well, I've got a pair of felt ones. You get the plastic ones. Would you like to wear the Grinch slippers?
That sounds up my alley.
Well, then you'll
that's
wear the thing. Antlers.
Oh.
Yep.
Wait, I want to wear the antlers.
They're a package deal. You want to wear the slippers, you have to wear the antlers.
Oh, I thought maybe I can get some reverse there.
Nope.
All right. I mean, we'll see.
Your mind tricks don't work on me. Your Jedi mind games don't work on me. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to do a fun Christmas video next week, and we're going to get as decked out as possible. It's going to be fantastic. But I mentioned last weekend what I was doing. This is a really cute story. I meant to tell you before now, but it just I haven't had an opportunity. I had a neighbor in my town who was about two blocks down from me, and I met her during the pandemic when people were mostly staying home. It was probably, oh gosh, it was April of 2020, I guess, maybe a little later than that. But I would see her walking around the neighborhood, and I recognized her because she was always wearing the same purple jacket. And she would walk everywhere, to the store, to the library, ooh, to the new pierogi shop in our town. And I discovered she'd have a car. I asked her at one point, we crossed paths in the Rite Aid, and I said, you're walking everywhere. Yeah, I don't have a car. And I ended up just befriending her, and I would see her, and I would stop by her house. Penny would just, she would open the door, and Penny would just walk right in. So I guess Penny adopted her. Her name was Margaret, and she's British originally, though she is now an American citizen. And she has family, but they don't live around our town. And so she lived by herself in this house, and she was having some balance issues, and she felt like she was starting to have memory issues. So after about a 2-year friendship in which I finally convinced her to let me do some shopping for her, to let me help her with moving things in her house. I asked for months before she would agree to let me help her with anything. But finally, she allowed me to be part of some of the projects that she had going on. And then I would pick up fresh fruit for her every week at the grocery store. Anyway, she decided she did not want to spend another winter in her house by herself. And so she moved into, it's a senior living center down on the New Jersey shore. And one of the reasons that she picked this one, now it's assisted living, though she's not at this point requiring any assistance, but they do have a memory center. And I think she's nervous about what might happen if she begins to lose more of her memory. Maybe it's jumping the gun. Maybe it's premature. At this point she's okay, but she is nervous about that. So she picked this particular facility. It's near one of her sons, and she is excited that it has memory care in case she needs it. Well, I had been promising Margaret that I would make a trip down to visit her. I should have known. So originally I was going to visit her as I was passing through and was in town for a retreat or nearby for a retreat. But then I realized I couldn't just show up for 5 minutes and leave because Margaret and I had a lot of talking to do and catching up. She had told me she wanted to give me a tour of the facility. So anyway, I went to visit her last Saturday, about an hour and 40-minute drive, pouring down rain, crazy winds. I look like a drowned rat by the time I walk from the parking lot into her lobby, and she'd been waiting there for 45 minutes. She had already gone down to wait for me. 45 minutes in, she told everyone in the lobby that she was waiting for her friend Amy. So I walk in. She's all excited, which was really sweet. It was good to see her. I had to sign in and all that jazz. And actually, I guess she just had a birthday, so she turned 88. She's 88 now. And she begins to give me this tour. Actually, the woman at the desk said to me that this is significant. The woman at the desk said to me, "Are you family?" And I said, "No, I'm adopted family." And Margaret heard me say that and was like, "Oh, that's sweet." So as we're taking this tour, she tells me there are about 75 other apartments, 75 to 80 other apartments in this senior living center. I'm pretty sure we met 70 of them, 70 of the 70 apartments. We either knocked on the door or saw them somewhere in the facility. I ate lunch with her. She just would open up doors and introduce me to people that were inside without really knocking hello and just walk right in. I guess that's what you do when you are older and living in this building with everyone. Anyway, she was introducing me to, dozens of people as her adopted family. She kept saying that everywhere we went and every time we met someone, "This is Amy, my adopted family." And so she decided that was how she was going to introduce me after she heard me say it up front, which is really sweet. But yeah, she was so excited to have me there that she had to introduce me to 60 people, if not more. I'm sure those people did not care. And yet she was so excited. So I spent a few hours with her, had lunch with her, showed her a bunch of pictures and this is really funny too. So because I went to visit her early on Saturday morning, I set the DVR for U.S. soccer. I didn't want to know what happened. I wanted to be able to watch it later in the day on Saturday as if I didn't know the results. I managed to do that actually, but she nearly ruined it because I walked into her apartment and she said the Netherlands and I went, "No!" I yelled. So she'd only watched like the first few minutes. Of course, if you did watch the game in the knockout round against the Netherlands, you know they scored, 10 minutes in? Christian Pulisic had an opportunity with 2 minutes gone by to score, and he kicked it right to the goalie. And then the Netherlands turned around and scored. It was a mistake, the breakaway and a mistake, and the Netherlands was on the board within 10 minutes. So she had seen the first goal, and she went to tell me that. And I stopped her and yelled at her and was like, "No, don't tell me anything." Anyway, so she's big into soccer, big into tennis because she's a Brit. And she made me put the CBS Sports Radio website, Odyssey, on her iPad so that she would be able to pick it up in the middle of the night because she has trouble sleeping, in the middle of the night, wake up and hear me. So Margaret, if you're listening, love you. Merry Christmas. We just had such a nice visit. My adopted family. She introduced me to everyone. It was pretty sweet. A little bit like a team, right? When you move from one team to another, becomes your new adopted family. And a lot of times in team settings, especially professional sports, you spend more time with the team during the season than you do with your actual family that you're related to. Even as we think about the holidays, there are teams that are on the road and will be playing on Christmas Eve and on Christmas Day. And we're getting there. We're heading into week 14. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for listening to my stories. Thanks for putting up with my stories. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Did I do it already? Okay. We're live again. We're still live. Live, not dead. No one's dying today. At least not here in the studio.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
That's one of Jay's favorites. Anyway, yes, thank you for putting up with my stories. So we got a little more baseball to mix in. We'll do some QB news coming up next. But one of the biggest headlines out of the football world is that Von Miller actually has a torn ACL. We do not know if it's a partially torn ACL or a completely torn ACL, but a couple of weeks ago when he hurt his knee, we saw him get carted off and he decided, or his medical team decided, that they should have an exploratory surgery. Come to find out, they found this torn ACL and went ahead and repaired it it was Tuesday or Wednesday.
Bills Mafia, what's good? I'm good, man. I'll be right back, man. Mentally, I couldn't be in a better spot, man. And I think that is the majority of it, man. Don't feel sorry for me. Don't say I hate it for you. None of that stuff. Because I am good.
What are the chances he's on pain meds right there?
Sounds pretty high.
Oh, Jay, I was kind of going with maybe lingering pain meds. I didn't mean like he was high as a kite. I just meant maybe he was a little goofy, a little loopy under some laughing gas or anesthesia or coming off on a pain meds. What do you think? I am good.
I think it's pretty possible.
Oh, and that is not a knock because I love Von Miller. Ask anyone who knows me. He is one of my favorite players in the NFL. He's one of my favorite.
And I am good.
He's one of my favorite athletes in professional sports. A few years ago at the Super Bowl, I think it was Atlanta, we were on Radio Row, and I don't take photos of athletes, really, unless we're doing a photo of the two of us after an interview. I'm not one of those who gets starstruck. But Von Miller was doing an interview at the table next to mine, and I had to sneak photos. So I was like holding the cell phone down to my hip and pretending like I was, I don't know, texting or something and taking photos of him because I couldn't resist. He's the best. I am good.
What's up?
Bills Mafia, don't you worry. I am good. Remember, he signed a 6-year deal that could be worth up to $120 million. So he's very early in his tenure with the Bills.
I'm excited for the opportunity to show my teammates how tough I am, you know, how hard I work, and, you know, how important that this means to me, man. So I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys, man. All love and respect. Don't blink, baby.
Talked to Vaughn last night. Once he can fly and get back here, he's going to be around to help, and I'm excited to get him back.
Again, at minimum, it's a partial tear to the ACL. Right now, they're not releasing that information. And actually, the knee surgery was done, if I understand this correctly, by the Cowboys head team physician, because he is a specialist when it comes to knee and shoulder injuries in terms of the surgeries and the way he performs them. He's got special techniques that are known to not only be really successful, but to give athletes the stability back and to help them extend their careers. So he did the surgery yesterday afternoon, meaning Tuesday afternoon, and looked at the knee and decided that this ACL needed to be repaired as well. And so he's not going to be around the rest of the year. Remember, Vaughn had done a video. This one was on Twitter, but he had done an Instagram video. Or no, it was a podcast, right, that he put on Instagram, in which he indicated he wanted to return in time for the Jets game. But he is now out for the rest of the year. And so this is tough. It's tough for the Bills. He obviously makes that defense so much better, not to mention the experience that he brings to the table in keeping everyone on the same page, what he's seen at a championship level. So it's a blow to the Bills, though they still have a very good defense.
We wish he's out there, you know, with us, and we're praying for him. We're keeping him in our hearts. But the only way is forward, and you know, guys got to step up, and collectively we got to come together and, you know, try to, like I said, come together and diminish his absence as much as possible.
It definitely will have to be a team effort. You can't replace Von Miller with one person. So he's out for the season after having this surgery, and I will definitely miss him. He was a tour de force with the Los Angeles Rams last year in joining their defense and helping them to get to a Super Bowl. And look what happened in his absence.
Don't blink, baby.
Don't blink, baby. I've got some pain meds. Oh, not you, Mike Tomlin. Sorry. Let's not start any rumors. Okay, coming up, we're going to do the first half of your QB news because we got a lot to get you ready for the upcoming weekend. Maybe we'll start with Sean McVay talking about his newest acquisition. You know how much he loves his offensive toys. And he raves about his newest quarterback. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Ready to propose this holiday season? With just a few days left, Blue Nile can help. Blue Nile offers online tools to help you build a one-of-a-kind ring. Choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Order now to take advantage of Blue Nile's site-wide holiday deals and get free two-day shipping just in time for that holiday proposal. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. That's BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
The holidays are only a few days away. Are you ready? Find that perfect gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Right now, during Blue Nile's site-wide holiday sale, get deals on their endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Need your piece fast? Order today and get free two-day shipping. Shop now and save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Ready to propose this holiday season? With just a few days left, Blue Nile can help. Blue Nile offers online tools to help you build a one-of-a-kind ring. Choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Order now to take advantage of Blue Nile's site-wide holiday deals and get free two-day shipping just in time for that holiday proposal. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. That's BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Murray back to throw. And it is. Is it tossed? Oh, my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center. Steps back. Throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp got it. Touchdown, LA.
Burrow back to throw. Looking. Firing deep got for it. Chase in the end zone. Oh, he's yeah. got it. Yeah. Touchdown. Yeah. Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Mahomes fires for the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Hand off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it. End zone touchdown! Chargers! Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo! Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Yeah, we got plenty of QB movement. Not just that, but lots of QB injuries that are mounting. Tom Brady even noted it on his Let's Go podcast earlier in the week. So let's dive right in. Brand new quarterback in the room for the Los Angeles Rams. Yes, they're the defending Super Bowl champions. No, they're not going to the playoffs. In fact, they're the first defending Super Bowl champion in NFL history to ever have a six-game losing skid in the following year. And so they've sunk to the bottom of the NFC West. They're looking for some type of forward motion, some type of spark against the Las Vegas Raiders, who themselves have won three in a row now and maybe have turned the corner. That's your kickoff to Week 14 on Thursday Night Football on Amazon. I am dying to hear Al Michaels talk about the next stop in Baker Mayfield's career. Why did the Rams pick him up, Sean McVay?
When you have a player of his caliber come available and you look at just the circumstances and the situation surrounding our quarterback room, we felt like it was the right move for us. He's a guy that I've always respected his game, liked a lot of things that he brings to the table. I've known him a little bit, just going back to even when we rode out to the combine together when he was training in L.A. and we sat next to each other on the Southwest flight, with it being the only direct flight from LAX to Indianapolis. As far as his status for tomorrow, we're working through that kind of stuff. We just finished up. I mean, he literally just got here last night. Incredibly sharp guy. It was good to be able to be around him, but really we felt like it upgraded our quarterback room. Gives us a chance to have him in the building, and we'll see how it goes, and we'll take it a day at a time.
Right now, they don't know who is going to start Thursday night against the Raiders. I am stunned that they actually might throw Baker Mayfield out there. He, as you hear with Sean McVay, he just got in the building on Tuesday night and had to go through physical, yada, yada, yada. And so they don't actually know whether he'll be available.
But I think Baker's our quarterback.
Sean McVay is raving about him and is hoping potentially that he's going to add to their quarterback room, which does include John Wolford. He also was asked about the addition of Baker Mayfield.
This is part of the sport. Obviously, the team's going to do what's best for the team and welcome him with open arms. And it's a good group in there, so we're just going to continue to push each other to get better and go about our business.
John's been dealing with a neck injury himself and also, I don't want to say lost the starting job, but missed one start even after Matthew Stafford got hurt. So what's his status for Thursday? Is he starting?
TBD. Just waiting to see how my neck feels and just going through the week.
All right, then. I got to say, with All due respect to John Wolford, all eyes on Baker Mayfield. Whether he's on the field Thursday or he's standing on the sidelines with a clipboard, he's going to attract a lot of attention.
TBD.
His third team in this calendar year. I talked about his epic journey over the past, and yes, I'm being tongue-in-cheek, over the past 12 months and where he was to where he is now. And Sean McVay says it would be unprecedented. This would be a first for me because of everything that a quarterback has to do, everything he's responsible for learning, to throw him out there in not even 48 hours after he joined the team.
Something's wrong with you.
I do like this, though. I think he'd be capable of it if we asked. That was what Sean McVay said. And regardless, they've got a few weeks to work with him. Could this be a contract in the making for Baker Mayfield and the Rams? Could he be signed as a viable backup? It's going to be maybe a tough pill for Baker to swallow, to take backup money when it wasn't that long ago. There was talk about whether or not he would get a $35 million per year deal as a starter in the NFL. So that's your Thursday night game. We'll hear from Derek Carr in the AFC edition of QB News. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Kyle Shanahan trying to give an update on Jimmy Garoppolo, but also doing it with some caution, as in tap the brakes.
It's not a Lisfranc. They don't have to do surgery on it. Still going to be a big recovery, but much less than what we anticipated, which is awesome news for him in the offseason. He'll be good to go right away, so it won't be like last year. There's that way outside chance, you know, late in the playoffs or something like that, but it's just an outside chance. I'm not really real optimistic about that, but they didn't rule it out.
But Kyle Shanahan wants people to be tempered in their enthusiasm. Yes, maybe he does return because he doesn't need surgery. It's not a Lisfranc injury to his foot, though he has two broken bones in his foot. But the fact that they would be counting down the weeks, or the fans would be counting down the weeks until he returns, that's what Kyle Shanahan wants to guard against, because there's no guarantee. It's a way outside chance that Garoppolo would be ready. And for now, they've got a rookie quarterback. In fact, the very last pick in the 2022 draft, affectionately known as Mr. Irrelevant, that's Brock Purdy. He performed well when he got on the field in the first half last week against the Seahawks. I'm thinking Rams. Sorry, we're just talking Rams. Against the Dolphins, thank you. He led a pair of touchdown drives and threw a touchdown to Christian McCaffrey. But they're going to try to simplify it in his first career start.
I'm trying not to make it a drastic change. I mean, they have a similar skill set. You know, we got a lot of confidence in Brock. We've seen him in practice. Our players have. We have. And that's why we were confident in him. But, you know, he hasn't played a ton of football. So there is some unknown out there. But we know he's got the ability to do it. We know he's got the mentality to do it. And, you know, don't like how we got to this point. But we're definitely excited about the option that we have.
Right now, on one of the TVs in my studio, I'm looking at Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana. He was making the rounds on Wednesday, so he was part of NFL Total Access, but he was also interviewed by USA Today Sports, and he thinks that the Niners still have the pieces they need to make a postseason run that could result in the Super Bowl.
He does what he did last week, yeah. I mean, the team's talented. Defensively, I think last week, I don't know if it's changed, but last week they were number one. They were ranked number one in the NFL. And, you know, we won a couple times with our defense, won get championships, as they say, with what I was playing. And we had great defenses. And so don't be afraid to put a little pressure on them. Just get himself in a rhythm. And that offense does that for you. And who, I mean, heck, I mean, you got McCaffrey and Kittle and Debo, and I mean, that receiving core is pretty good, so let them work.
That's pretty high praise, but also some confidence from the Hall of Famer Joe Montana. I love the use of the term "we." Of course, that was his franchise, his iconic franchise, for the most part when he was playing pro football. And he's right. The Niners defense is still first in the league in terms of being the stingiest, only giving up 15.8 points per game. And their offensive stats are all in the top 15. Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to blow you away with his passing numbers. Who knows what we'll see from Brock. Rookie quarterbacks give it and they take it away. But if you don't get too far over your skis, if you rely on the weapons and the talent and the leadership around you, and you stick to basics and the defense does its job, sure, it's still a formula for success. How do I disagree with a Pro Football Hall of Famer who passed for more than 40,000 yards in his career? So that's a matchup between the Buccaneers, who are coming off that literal last-second win last weekend against the Saints. Monday night, Tom Brady, LFG, caught on film, and it's against the San Francisco 49ers, so kind of a cool juxtaposition with quarterbacks, but also two teams that are division leaders. In the NFC North, it's the red-hot Lions against the Minnesota Vikings, and this could be the weekend with a win. Kirk Cousins knows Minnesota could wrap up the North title.
It would be everything to us. It's a great opportunity, and you have to go earn it. You know, you don't want to back into anything, so we want to go earn it and win a football game and be able to do that. But we know that this game will be a 60-minute, maybe 60-plus minute game. That's going to take everything we have to get there.
You overlook the Detroit Lions at your own peril, and I can't imagine Minnesota is doing that. This game takes place in Detroit at Ford Field, and right now the Lions are red hot. Dan Campbell's got them moving in the right direction. He is all about this question of why not us. They've won four of their last five, and once again, they're among the top offenses in the NFL. Jared Goff deserves credit. He even says, I'm playing some of the best football of my career.
I feel like I am playing the best football of my career right now. And you know, starting to settle in a little bit. And Ben and I have a good thing going. And still a lot of work to do. And you can always improve and look at ways to get better. But I am comfortable and hope to continue that through the season.
Goff clarified that he meant his entire career, even better than when the Rams went to the Super Bowl. Now, I remember that was a defensive slugfest. There was one touchdown scored. That was the Patriots in that Super Bowl. but he's not just talking about his time in Detroit. And so this trade is panning out for the Lions. Maybe not as well as it did for the Rams last year with Matthew Stafford in the Super Bowl. But there's no talk of getting rid of Jared Goff now. They've won four of their last five. As I say, he looks extremely comfortable. His numbers are solid. He's got fewer interceptions than Patrick Mahomes. So his issue has been turnovers, right? That's been the knock on Jared Goff, is the interceptions. We know he can throw the ball. He does it all the time. But can he throw it to the right people? Can he limit his mistakes? And at this point in the season, he is taking care of the football. And he's using his weapons. He's got 19 touchdowns, only 7 interceptions. He's already over 3,000 yards passing. But if you're talking about playing the best football of your career, well, Jalen Hurts, he's got the nose in front, Jared Goff, and the Eagles are the best record in the NFL. Back-to-back NFC Offensive Player of the Week honors for Jalen.
It's cool. I know it. You know, it comes with a lot of hard work. I definitely acknowledge that. But you know, I'm focused on the Giants. I'm focused on this week. And focus on, you know, preparing this week.
Will the Eagles continue to march forward? It's quite the challenge for them in the NFC East, where clearly they're sitting at the top. They're on the road at the New York Giants. Right now, I don't even want to look at you, New York Giants, after you and the Commanders tied. I refuse to even call your division the NFC Beast this week. But you can redeem yourself with a strong defensive effort. Maybe don't give up 400 yards to Jalen Hurts. But, yeah, this is a huge deal because the Giants go Commanders, Eagles, back to the Commanders. I mean, they're buried in the NFC East right now, and they've got to take care of their business at home. So, yes, that division houses four teams with winning records. We know this. Eagles at 11-1. Cowboys are keeping pace at 9-3. I'm not even going to repeat to you the Giants and Commanders records because it's ugly, but they both have 7 wins, so they're hovering. Still, though, if you think about the entirety of the NFC right now, the Niners and the Vikings are the only teams right now that have better records than the bulk of that NFC East. So the Seahawks are above 500. They're also fighting for wild card spots in there. Buccaneers, Vikings, Niners, you're not really worried about if you're the Giants and Commanders because they're division leaders. So you're not competing with them for wild card spots. So it could get dicey. 5 weeks to go You guys, 5 weeks left in the NFL regular season. How is that even reality?
Get out of here.
Exactly. Thank you, Pete Carroll. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. A little bit more from the world of baseball. Brian Snitker. He definitely wants to keep Dansby Swanson on the Braves roster. And Dave Roberts is waving from Los Angeles. Hey, we're still here. Oh, wait. Wasn't that a chant with the... Oh, no. It was a chant with the Patriots in their most recent Super Bowl. I guess it would have been the one right before Brady left. We're still here. No. Oh, no.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
The holidays are only a few days away. Are you ready? Find that perfect gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Right now, during Blue Nile's site-wide holiday sale, get deals on their endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Need your piece fast? Order today and get free 2-day shipping. Shop now and save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com. The holidays are only a few days away. Are you ready? Find that perfect gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Right now, during Blue Nile's site-wide holiday sale, get deals on their endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Need your piece fast? Order today and get free 2-day shipping. Shop now and save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com. The holidays are only a few days away. Are you ready? Find that perfect gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Right now, during Blue Nile's site-wide holiday sale, get deals on their endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Need your piece fast? Order today and get free 2-day shipping. Shop now and save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Three-two pitch. Into the air towards deep right center field. This has got some distance on it, and that one is gone! Dansby lays the lumber. 1-0 Atlanta. He's done it again.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Atlanta Braves Radio. It feels like a while. Of course, the Braves took an earlier exit ramp. From the postseason than they wanted to. They were done at the hands of the Phillies in the divisional round. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We had another shortstop question answered late on Wednesday night. If you missed it, if you're just waking up now on your Thursday morning, hello! It's not Dansby Swanson, but Xander Bogaerts, who finds a new home. And actually, he's going cross-country from northeast to southwest. San Diego Padres come in with an offer that was too good to refuse. That's what Xander indicated. It was so far and above what the Red Sox were offering, according to reports. And it's primarily in terms of the years. So getting 11 years from the San Diego Padres is a huge deal, right? Because he's 30 years old. And sure, the Padres may regret years 9, 10, 11 of a $280 million contract. But if they can capitalize on the prime real estate of the players that they brought in now, Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis, when he's done with his suspension. We think about some of the pitchers, Ted Musgrove being the one they signed last year. The bats that they have with Juan Soto, now they've got him the next 2 years. Those really started to produce, and they really started to come together late in the regular season. Took a little bit when they were retooling that lineup. But what they were able to do as they got all those guys on the same page and as everybody got comfortable in their new surroundings and with new teammates, once they could take off the name cards, hello, my name is... then they were okay to move forward. And now you've got Xander Bogaerts added to the mix. So this is the second of the four shortstops that are considered the prizes in free agency. Xander gets a large deal for... So it's not the same as Trey Turner, right? So Trey Turner gets $300 million for 11 years. Xander gets $20 million less, but also the 11 years. So now I'm thinking about Dansby Swanson. Now I'm thinking about Carlos Correa. And according to Jim Bowden, who joined us, oh gosh, at the start of free agency or the start of the offseason. So this goes back to mid-November, I think. So about a month ago or so. He ranked Correa as the top available shortstop. He thought that Trey Turner was second. And then he had Dansby Swanson after that, along with Xander Bogaerts. And so he felt like there wasn't a whole lot of separation among those four, but Correa, according to him, is still the best one available. And he only had, I think he had Trey Turner second because of his age. Either way, though, they both get 11-year deals now, Bogaerts and Turner. And there is still the chance, and Brian Snicker is still hoping, that Dansby Swanson will be a member of the Braves.
Been with Dansby every step of the way in his major league career. I think the world of the young man. I love him. But I do understand that this is a business. And these guys, you know, when they do really well, they're probably going to be in demand. And like I said, I'll be a fan of his for as long as he's playing baseball. But I don't sit back and just because you just never know what might happen because it is a business. And we're a really good team. We'd love to have him back. We'll see. Hopefully in another couple of months when I'm in Northport that he's walking through the door with me.
I understand it's a business, but this is it's become not just a silly season. It's serious money flying around, and I think for a lot of fans it can be hard to stomach when you see your favorite athletes, or not even your favorite athletes, but maybe critical pieces of your success, guys that you became attached to. So in Xander Bogaerts' case, he was with the Red Sox for 10 years. We know that Dansby Swanson is a homegrown guy, right? And so for him to leave on the heels of Freddie Freeman would be painful for a lot of Braves fans. I would absolutely take him on my team because he's dynamic. And I think he's still got his best years to come. Has a lot of experience, of course, with a team that's had great success the last few years. It's tough. I hope that we don't begrudge these athletes these contracts. And maybe you scoff at them and think, hey, you don't have to be very good to get millions and millions of dollars in pro sports. And okay, that may be true comparatively, but what's it to you? You're not paying their contracts. So I feel like if these leagues are going to make $13 billion in revenue every season, the NFL's stated goal is $25 billion in revenue. And with the Amazon money, they may well be past that now. Wouldn't you rather have the athletes get larger slices of pie? Wouldn't you rather have the athletes share more of that money than to have it all go to the owners? I know I would. I'd rather see the athletes get rich than the owners get richer. And so in that case, if this is the going rate and this is what the market supports, if there's someone there who's willing to pay, then I don't think we should begrudge these athletes the opportunity to earn and to be able to choose. And the free agency doesn't come around all the time. And in Major League Baseball, a lot of these guys are now signing their last contracts. So I think it's neat for a 30-year-old guy, for Trey Turner, same thing. Maybe you think the contracts are ludicrous and there's no way that the money is worth it over the life of the deal, over the next decade. But it's not your money. Although I know, as I say, it can be hard for the fans who are left in the dust. And so I always have a pang. I always feel badly when I see how fan bases react, and certainly the Braves being left in the dust, so to speak, with Freddie Freeman. They had to wait through the lockout. That was tough. Though I think getting Matt Olson was a nice addition. He had a great season. So we'll see what happens moving forward, if any of these guys stay put or if all four of these shortstops end up on the move. We heard from Scott Boras on, was it Tuesday? We heard from Scott Boras in which he talked about how the Twins still had an interest in Carlos Correa and bringing him back. Now, does he have an interest in them? That's the question. Does he feel like he can win there? A lot of times, though, what you hear from these agents, especially Scott Boras, why is he the only agent that's ever interviewed, right? When you hear it from him, a lot of times he's just trying to drum up competition and potentially raise the market price or incite a bidding war among his various suitors. So I would take it all with a grain of salt. But yeah, we'll see about Dansby Swanson. Definitely see about Carlos Correa. Maybe they're waiting. Maybe they're waiting until they see what these other shortstops get before they sign. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
The holidays are only a few days away. Are you ready? Find that perfect gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Right now, during Blue Nile's site-wide holiday sale, get deals on their endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Need your piece fast? Order today and get free two-day shipping. Shop now and save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com. The holidays are only a few days away. Are you ready? Find that perfect gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Right now, during Blue Nile's site-wide holiday sale, get deals on their endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Need your piece fast? Order today and get free two-day shipping. Shop now and save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Ready to propose this holiday season? With just a few days left, Blue Nile can help. Blue Nile offers online tools to help you build a one-of-a-kind ring. Choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Order now to take advantage of Blue Nile's site-wide holiday deals and get free two-day shipping just in time for that holiday proposal. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. That's BlueNile.com, code RADIO.